Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn, a faith-based podcast created to help the unsaved find him, the uncertain would have complete confidence in him, and encourage the believer to stay with him. Come on this journey where we're all about helping you find your way to Jesus.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
If I could just.
Such homecoming.
What it do, family? Welcome to Cut from the Same Hymn podcast. We're just so happy and delighted that y'all have tuned in with your boys. And so we just excited, man. We're just excited. We got some good topics. We got some stuff we're going to talk about today. I got my boy JB his house. You know, we switched it up on y'all, different seats.
No, musical chairs.
We're going to musical chair it, right? And so, man. I'm just happy to be here. Jay.
Me too.
How's life, dog?
Life is great. Sweet. It's awesome. It's just really good. Told y'all that my son was going to get dedicated. It happened. Woo-hoo. It was cool. I was happy. I made it through without waterworks.
He didn't cry, y'all.
Didn't cry.
He didn't cry.
I didn't cry.
He did good.
Yeah. Which I guess I gotta do a whole bunch of hard stuff now since I don't want that stigma out there that I'm a crybaby. So I might need to do some
punching
some
bricks,
punching people.
People,
I'm gonna just walk,
Bernie Mac style.
Just start walking down the street,
just hit them. Hey, can I get you?
I kind of sound like gunshots. I don't want to do that. I just want to let y'all know that I'm not a crybaby. So hopefully I'll make it through this episode.
Real men cry, bro.
That.
Real men cry.
Do they?
That's what they say.
You cry, Timothy?
Every once in a while.
Every so often.
Every once in a while. It has to be very deep. Something has to be very deep and be like, yeah. Okay, I take that back. Every time I see something about dads and stuff on the commercials, I pretty much cry. You know, like or the kids going off to college and stuff. And he's like, oh, that's my baby, you know.
Like the one that time when the girl's like growing up and the dog was getting older
and then
the dog was too old to jump into the car and then they had to pick the dog up.
I like the one with the gum wrappers and he was making a little origami for the girl.
Yeah.
And then he had them all in a box. Oh, that got me, bro. Or the army ones, the veterans. Like, those hit. I'd be like, yeah, I'd be there, man. So, okay, I guess I do cry a lot. And Lion King. I cry a lot on Lion King. Mufasa, that gets me every time.
Man, you know what? I had the perfect segue just because you brought up Lion King, but it's too early. I don't want a false start.
We'll go back.
We'll come back if I remember. I have bad memory.
We'll go. I'll say Mufasa again.
Mufasa.
Yeah, I say Mufasa. I'll do it again.
All right.
But yeah, that was sad. And then Mufasa really did die. So that's even worse.
It's
even more. Now you watch the video. Oh, man. It's really, he died.
Yeah.
Like, he really did die. Yeah. And so it's like, he's never coming back.
Simba.
You deliberately disobeyed.
You deliberately.
It's time.
It's time.
All right. I guess it is time. I guess it is time for us to get into this.
How are you doing,
Rose? Man, I'm chilling like a villain. I'm chilling like a villain. Kind of tired today. Been at the hospital all day and stuff. So that was fun. But it's all good.
It's all good.
So, but besides that, yeah, man, just sleepy. No sleep. That's why I'm wearing the hat. Didn't change. Just look like this.
Sorry. God got you.
Yeah, he always got me. You know what I'm saying? God got me.
You
ask me what I'm going through.
Be forever young, Timothy.
Forever young. I want to be forever.
That's good stuff.
Oh,
it keeps
man.
You sharp.
Yeah.
It keeps you sharp.
I try to keep my brain moving, you know.
All right, excellent. Let's see how the Kingdom Girls
are. Yeah, Kingdom Girls. What it do, fam?
We should come up with a sound. Y'all just need a sound, and then that way y'all don't have to answer. Like, if y'all are good, she'd be like, Kingdom Girls, and then not and, or something. Not and. It should be something, though. Y'all need something.
Yeah. Kingdom Girls. How are y'all?
How are you, though?
Don't act shy, guys.
Somebody shrugged their shoulders.
Somebody.
I'm doing good.
Was it Kingdom Girl B? 1B.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Bosses don't talk. You talk for them.
That's right. Big boss.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Thank you.
One is great.
1A. I don't know. We got to find another.
We'll do it.
Kingdom Girls.
MCM.
MCM. Yeah. That'll work. I like that. Yeah. That'll work. MCM. You don't know which one's the M is the first one. Yeah, that'll work.
They can work it
out. They can figure that out.
They can work it out.
Work it out. Jesus, light bill, dude.
Yeah, baby needs some brand new shoes.
Brand new shoes. Work it out. All right, man. Okay, that's enough talking in an intro. I think that's good. That's good. But anywho.
Keep reminding me.
What we going to do? What we talking about today, man? We're going to talk about.
Be prepared. It's that Lion King.
Be prepared. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, that's what you should do in Lua, but it's about, we're talking about...
The last days, guys.
Yeah, and somebody coming like a thief. So what happens with that? Yeah.
The thief in the night?
Dog, yeah, you going to get caught slipping?
Don't get caught slipping.
Or are you going to be prepared? I love that song.
Yeah, be prepared.
I didn't like it at first. It was dark when I was a kid, but now, kind of understand Scar. Life is rough.
I don't understand.
Some bumps and bruises.
They're about to make some new thing with Lion King.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I don't understand how Scar was the real king and Mufasa was the fake king. Like, where did that line even come from?
Oh, no.
Like, who, what, they just, they're just making it, yeah.
It's fake news.
Yeah, fake news, ABC. Let's get into it, because ABC going to come after me now for calling them out.
Open us with the word of prayer, brother.
All right, let's dive in. Dear gracious God, we just love you for everything you've done. You've given us life, the ability of good health and strength. We pray now that as we have some good conversation today, that something will be said that will be able to transform and change someone's life. And, bring people to you. Just like the woman who had the issue of blood, she went and she didn't let no obstacle get in her way to get to Jesus. So let's let that happen here with somebody this evening. We pray now for this time, this place. Just have your way. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.
Amen.
Simple, simple. If you didn't catch last week's episode, you should catch it. Because we talk about that prayer. You don't even have to have eloquent prayers for God to hear you. Yeah, no. Actually, it was a lot of stuff we talked about.
We did.
That answered people's questions. Remember, we had somebody talk about fasting this week?
Yep.
We had somebody talk about fat. We talked about that. So if you're watching, hopefully you catched it and you listen to the Cut from the Same Hymn podcast on all the channels. We're on Spotify. We're on YouTube. We're on, Apple. We're on, what's the one with the Love? Is it Love? The Heart, iHeart Radio. We're on iHeart. So we're on all of them. We're on like 70 different podcast streaming services. So check one out, man. There's no excuse. And remember, like, comment, subscribe. We need that to help us with our algorithms and all of that. Because we want the word of God to go to everybody, all right? And so we need them thumbs up. We need them likes. We need them shares. We need it all. All right, and that's my public service announcement for today. But yeah, being prepared, Jay. We got to be prepared. This is pretty cool. Pretty cool being prepared. When Jay was like, giving us topics for this episode, it was funny. He had some names that he wanted to say. Can I say the names?
Yeah.
He was like, "Is Jesus thief?" Jesus thief. That was a good one. I ain't gonna lie. Jesus thief. Don't catch me slipping. Like, no thief slipping.
Thief won't catch me slipping.
Yeah, thief don't catch me slipping. He has some good titles. So what happened? What happened, Kingdom Girl? You laughing over there. Don't mess us up. But anyway, I had to put some laughter in. But yeah, because we got a serious topic, man. Because I don't want you to be unprepared when Boo-Boo hit the fan. Like, that's what's really going to happen. Boo-Boo is going to hit the fan, and I don't want you to be holding that bag when when it hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like, it's about to go down. And Jesus is literally telling us, hey, don't be caught holding that bag. Don't be caught. Don't be lacking.
Yeah.
Don't be lacking, man. I'm trying to be hip. I can't. I'm trying. I'm a stretch for me.
Me too.
I'm a stretch. I'm stretching hard. I'm an old millennial guy, so I don't know these cool terms.
What the terms are?
Yeah, mid. I don't get it.
We'll put up definitions. For those that are old like us.
Yeah, we are old people now. You know, I am old actually. I am old. I'm closer to that other milestone, so.
Oh, you didn't say you had a birthday, bro.
Yeah.
I'm packing up to the some stuff that should have got hit in the preliminaries.
Yeah, man.
Bro had a birthday.
Old man
Will. You won't say
Will.
Which birthday, but look.
I'm old now. Let's just say that. I'm uppers, no longer lowers. I'm in the uppers.
The upper room.
But anyway, yeah, so we're going to be looking at let's hit Revelations real quick. We're going to go through Revelations 16. Let's hit that one first to set us up, and then we can backtrack. And I think that would be a good one, Revelation 16. And then I think we can do some good stuff. If you don't know what Revelations is, it's the last book in the Bible. This is the preacher coming at me. If you don't know where Revelations is in the back of the book, let the table of contents be your friend. Tell you the page number, all right? So Revelation 16.
Verse 15.
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you want more or less?
No. Go with that, because we're gonna hit the other scriptures and then we're gonna talk about 15. But hit 15.
Amen.
This is a red text.
It's the so who's speaking? Red letters means Jesus, guys.
Yeah.
Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame.
Oh, man. Don't be caught slipping, walking in shame, and then run real quick over to Matthew. Go to Matthew's gospel, Matthew 24. Hit that one up, and then we're going to have some fun. Matthew 24. Verse number, let's go, 42? Yeah, 42. So keep those two scriptures in mind. So One Kingdom Girl, y'all get to keep Revelations on, because we're going to go back and forth on that one, all right? Thank you, madams.
Watch, therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered in his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
What did you stop at?
Be prepared.
I stopped at 44.
Cool.
I'm going to say that throughout this whole episode.
Yeah, be prepared. This is good. And then let's just go on and hit all the scriptures. Go on 1 Thessalonians 5. Let's just go on and hit all the scriptures. And then we're going to backdoor. I think that'll work. So we'll know, we're going to set some stuff up.
That sounds good.
Yeah, let's go on and get our scriptures on out the way. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 through 3.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
All right. You want to start with this one, since we're already here?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, we'll start here. So, you know, when I think like every election year, and we're in an election year, right? They always say this term, peace and safety. Like, I've always like noticed that, peace and safety. All government officials will say peace and safety, peace and safety. This is messing with our peace and safety, peace and safety. And I'm like, man, do people actually know what peace and safety actually mean? It's last days, baby. Peace and safety. Last days. But when you look at 1 Thessalonians 5, this is talking to the people that are left behind. Because Paul doesn't really talk about the believers for the rapture, right? So he was like, y'all, the peace and safety is the ones that are going to experience it. So these are the left behind people who are not believers. And because he's going to tell them, if you read the whole passage of 5, that y'all need to, y'all don't really need to worry about that because y'all are already good. Like, basically, that's what he is saying. But yeah, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write to you, because you're not going to be here.
Be around.
Yeah, you're not going to be around. So for yourselves, know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Yeah, he coming. And it's going to be like a thief, you know, because you don't know what a thief is doing, because that's why they're a thief, because they break into your house. You didn't know that they broke in your house. You didn't know they was in your house. I felt like somebody was in my room plundering through my stuff. Yeah, that's what is a thief, right? You didn't know it was there. Stealthy, good word choice. Look, are you a thief? You're in all black today.
That is why I'm in all black today. Got a couple licks to hit. After
licks on the devil. Yeah, we know it kind of, because you're about to punch him out. You're not a thief. You're a boxer. you're a boxer, man. That's your manhood. I got you, dog. Got you. Elbows.
Punch someone starting with Satan?
Yeah, starting with him. It's a song out there. Hidden licks on the devil. Hidden licks.
What?
And in trance, she loves that song. She loves it. She be like, yeah, turn that up. I'll be like, oh, wow.
Licks?
Hidden licks on the devil, baby.
We'll have to listen. I'm interested in hearing what that sounds.
It's not bad. Actually, it's really good. The beat is really good.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Hidden licks on the devil. But yeah, he's saying, look, y'all not going to be here. Y'all not going to be caught slipping. But the people that's going to be caught slipping, they're going to have the day of the Lord. And it's a lot to unpack, because the day of the Lord, the thief, they all coincide. They all are part of each other. The day of the Lord, we see it in what, Daniel 9, I think, the dream, like the 70th week and all of that good old jazz. Yeah, the day of the Lord is going to be giving us judgment, but also blessing. So those who know Jesus, who has already been caught up, they going to get blessed, right? But those who didn't get caught up, still stuck here, they about to get the judgment of God, and it's the wrath of God and all that. But we do need to put a disclaimer here. When it says Jesus is a thief, going to come in a thief in the night, it's probably not nighttime. But it's just it's just the time that you're unprepared.
Yeah, least
expected. Least expected. And so that's the thing that we see here. That's pretty cool, man.
So that's when most thieves come, right? Most thieves come when you're either sleeping. Well, those are like cat burglars or something. Those are like the low of the, they're totem pole of thieves.
That's like a Disney movie when they have like the thieves and like trying to break in the house.
Cat
burglar.
But yeah. So yeah, they usually like sleep. You sleep at night, or just the worst is done at night, right? So yeah, God is like, yo, you'll be sleeping. Like you're sleeping on me. Like everyone says, oh, don't sleep on me.
Yeah.
So yeah, so don't sleep on God's coming. Don't, yeah, be
alert.
Be prepared. I'm going to yell that all throughout this. Since you said Lion King is
coming. I'm sorry, dog.
Should have never happened.
Sorry.
But yeah, we got a question.
Go for it. Be prepared. Are you prepared for the question? Now you got me saying it. Jeez. Yes,
no,
ma'am.
It wasn't a question. I was just going to point out other type of burglars, because there's daytime thieves as well. When you're in the store and they're trying to break into your car or something, that's just...
But do you call them daytime thieves?
No.
What are they
like,
called?
What are you, daytime burglar?
They're
like,
thieves.
What is it?
Either, I mean, the commonality of them all is they caught you lacking.
Yeah, don't be
lacking. They
caught
you lacking. They caught you slipping. You wasn't on your P's and Q's. Yeah. Which is why we have ADT and any other home.
Simply Safe.
Yeah.
We better get some endorsements. What's those things called?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the one that I have in my front yard, and it's just not coming to mind. I've been paying y'all for 5 years now, and I can't think of y'all's name. But whatever.
What is it? One security?
Yeah, those of you that keep people house safe. That's a form of preparedness, I guess. Having yourself an alarm system. But, yeah, that's all thieves have in common. Stay waiting for the perfect opportunity to catch you off your game. So, don't be off it.
Yeah, got to stay on your game. Stay on top of stuff. But now we got to ask the question, how?
How do you?
Yeah, how do we be prepared?
How do you prepare?
How do we be prepared, man? How do we be prepared? Let's do some reading.
Let's find out.
Yeah, let's do some reading. Let's what was that out. Big passage I told y'all we should read? What was the big one? Yeah, let's go to Matthew. Yeah.
There's a lot of ways.
Yeah, let's go to Matthew. Go to Matthew's passage.
24.
Somebody gonna read it for us?
24.
Wow. You've been listening to Duolingo?
I grew up in Texas. I have broken.
Broken? It's not really.
Broken Spanglish.
It's the Spaniard man and Mexican language. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tex-Mex.
Matthew 24:42.
Yeah.
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come.
Stay right there. You better watch. You better watch. You got to be on alert, bro. That's what he's saying. He's saying you need to be on alert. So what is our first thing we're supposed to be doing? Stand guard. We're supposed to be anticipating the coming. We need to stand on our P's and Q's. Are we living a life on alertness?
Mm. How do you live a life on alertness,
though? Living a life. We're going to have to keep reading. Let's keep reading.
But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh.
Think it not that the Son of Man cometh. So now we got to work on our mindset. We need to have a mindset of preparedness. Because a lot of people don't have that mindset of being prepared. How many of us today, Jay, got enough funds to last another week?
According to a sermon that your dad...
I know, right?
Not a lot of y'all.
Not a lot of folks.
Not a lot of y'all.
Not a lot of folks got enough for the next week, right? Ain't it like 60-some% of Americans don't have a month saved up or something like that?
Month of bills.
A month of bills saved up or something. Yikes. But yeah, we got to be better prepared. Preparedness. I always see those shows on TV, those prepper shows, where they be like, oh, get your Patriot food last 20 years, your 5-gallon bucket. Yeah, I know. And then they charge you $149
for
what is the MREs? Just add water and go. Like, I'm like, my goodness, this tastes just like mac and cheese. Do it. Do it. I don't know. This is some chicken and rice soup. Is it? I don't know. That sounds kind of whack to me. But we need to be on alert. And I think it's just like we need to stand guard. We have to have this alertness. As a believer, believers supposed to be on guard, right? Paul tells the preachers, hey, we need to be in and out of season. We need to be ready. Mm-hmm. We need to be on our guard to speak in and out of season. We need to rebuke in and out of season. We need to correct in and out of season. We need to stand firm and defend ourselves in and out of season. We always need to be on guard, but not just to the preachers, but any believer need to have that same kind of preparedness. You know, like just simple stuff, being at being at the grocery store or whatnot, someone says, hey, man, where is your church located? Because I see on the back of the shirt it says Bible Way Community Baptist Church.
Where that be at?
Where that at? You have a whole conversation, at least, but you had to be ready because you had something to say, right? Mm-hmm. Same way here. We know where we at. And I think where people, like, kind of miss it when they talk about, like, these kind of passages, the last days and being caught up and all of that, one, it's confusing. Let's just be truthful. The end times is confusing because you don't know when and where and how it's going to, like, come about. Like, who is who, you know. Because the day of the Lord is judgment. This is right before Armageddon happens. Like, this is about to be the end of the world. This is the big battle that's going to be brewing, right? And so the believers, we already caught up in the sky before the day of the Lord shows up. Because we were prepared. We wasn't lacking. We did not forsake the brotherhood. We did not forsake the Lord. You know, when people doubt, I think we're about to lose this again. When people start doubting, that means there's a lack of what? When people doubt. This is for anybody in the room. Faith. They said faith. The lack of faith is because they doubt. Now, it's not because they don't have faith. It's because they are lacking in the faith. When my brother was here on this earth, I knew when he was different because I knew he wasn't reading or he wasn't being prayed up. He was lacking in that area. And you could tell because the way he moved, the way he responded to people, the way the interaction with other folks. You can know when someone is prayed up. You can know when someone is reading. But when they're not reading, they become different. And so now you start having this lacking, like, yo, you move in a certain way because, like, you normally don't move like this. You are acting a certain way. You normally don't. You're talking out of your neck right now because we know, you know. I had that moment the other day. I know I had that moment a couple of weeks ago. I had a dream that was out of line and out of character.
Wasn't like you.
It was not like me, right? And so I had to really, like, yo, ask for forgiveness on that one. And I had to start praying hard, like, yo, God, show me something that I'm not seeing. Because I'm seeing something, and something is in my life that's not right. Because I shouldn't be thinking crazy like that, right? So, and I think that's a good thing, too. Because that shows that you are in the faith with a struggle. You're not perfect, and I'm not perfect, but I lean into the grace that God gives me so that I can strive for perfection of being like Christ every day. But the only way you can do that is being in your word, knowing your word, praying, interacting with other believers in like-mindedness. And I think we miss that too. We like to be with other believers, but they don't have the same mind as you. Yeah. They on a whole nother theology that's nowhere near what you thinking. So now y'all have conversations confused out of your mind. And so now, is it good to have those conversations and thoughts? Yes, of course. But you need to have some folks that's in your camp that's got some like-mindedness so that you can help you further on your journey. And I think people, you know, be lacking. I like using that word, lacking. I think I am going to start using that word, lacking. Man, you are lacking right now. You a lackey. Is that a difference the same? Oh, I got to go. I got to, yeah. You're a lackey. That's what I'm going to do. If y'all are lacking, Kingdom Girls, you a lackey.
Well, lacking and lackey are different.
Oh, they are? They're different?
Lackey's like a flunky.
Okay, you're not a flunky. You're not a flunky. Y'all are not flunky. Y'all lacking. Kingdom Girls, so y'all can't be flunkies. You know lacking what I'm saying? Well, actually, you can be a flunky because we're flunky for Jesus because, you know, he saved us from our flunkiness state. What's the definition?
After definition research, I don't think you want to use lackey. It's a servant, especially a liveried footman or manservant.
Yeah. Aren't we servants to Jesus?
I thought you were using it in a different context.
I know, the wrong context, so it's the deal. You're right. Okay, anyway.
No, Tim, don't have humility. That was last week. This week, you are, even when I'm wrong,
I'm right.
I'm right.
That's right.
That's what.
That's
right. There you go.
I'm getting back. Sorry, bro. Once a month, I'll be humble. Once a month. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say on that one, man. Hopefully that makes some kind of sense. Because I talked a lot, and I know you got a lot to unpack.
I don't have a lot to unpack. I don't. I was good with listening to you. But I will say, because y'all know, I just can't be the nice person.
Cut them down, bro. Why? Come on, you're a man child. Come on. Fight.
Believers, since we will be raptured up and we'll miss all the not-so-fun, we're still not all scot-free because we won't be here.
No. We're still going to get in trouble.
Because there is a lot of work that we have to do, because the goal is for us to get as many people caught up with us and with Christ, right? Like, there is a readiness that we have to have,
mm-hmm.
right? There's things that we have to do, so we're not allowing our friends to get caught slipping, right? Yeah. Like, I could have a friend, like, if I heard some whispering, some rumblings about somebody trying to pull a kick dough on one of my partner's houses, if just by happenstance, I caught wind of that.
Sounding the alarm.
Yeah, if a little birdie told me that, I'm going to tell my, like, bro, hey, bro, I just heard that so-and-so said they gonna come through tonight.
I'll be ready, dog.
Yeah, I'm ready. I got you. I'm going to come too. We gonna hold you down.
We're going to be like Reggie?
Yeah, we're going to be ready.
We're going to be ready.
Right, so that's the
bad
that's
boys,
the
guys. Bad boys, Reggie.
I never saw.
You didn't see the last one?
I didn't see four. I didn't see four.
Reggie was legit. That scene was dope.
I heard he came with
it. The Marine was a Marine. That's all I can say.
I heard he came with it.
He handled it. He handled it.
I did hear that.
Reggie was able to cook on the grill.
And barbecuing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you just don't want to, like, there's work. You got to do work. You got to make sure that. Your friend, and by friend, or your neighbor, I'm talking like Jesus now, is everybody.
Yeah.
So there's no selectiveness in who, which is why we have to share the gospel.
Yeah.
Continuously.
Yeah.
Because we don't want people to be caught lacking. Well, we have to pray for people. Mm-hmm. We have to be consistent with our walk. We have to imitate Christ,
yep.
Right? We have to, as believers, there's things that we have to do, even though we won't be here for the day of the Lord, right? Like,
yeah.
we have to, our goal is to try to get as many people, as I said earlier, caught up with us, with Christ, because nobody wants to be here when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and as much as people say the things are, oh, I know I'm going to hell. Like, I think, was it one of the first episodes I was saying, I don't remember what episode it was, but I would be like, yo, at this time it hit, then it's Jeezy.
Yeah.
Love Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
But there's a song. Might be Bury Me a G. Oh, no, it's not Bury Me a G. Either way, one of the songs on there, Jeezy, he's just going out. And when I get to hell, Lord knows I'm going to fry. I don't want you to go to hell, Jeezy.
That don't even make sense.
But that be the mindset of people. The mindset be like,
yeah.
Like people would say it, like, oh, see you in hell.
That don't even make sense.
Like, I don't know if it's, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely ignorance. Like, for sure. It's ignorance. It's ignorance of what you really will encounter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ignorance of not knowing God. And the crazy thing about it, though, if they're saying that this is coming because this is the wrath of God, and I know that people, they wrestle with, this is where people wrestle with, right? I can't believe that he would do this. Like, we don't have the time to read through what all the things that would be happening during these times, but believe me, it's gruesome.
Yep.
Believe me, whatever horror movie or whatever movie you think you saw, however much blood you think you saw in a Quentin Tarantino movie, light work.
He's pretty gory.
And he's super gory.
Yeah, he's pretty gory.
That's going to be light work compared to what was to come. So, it's just so... Got to shake someone, which is, in all honesty, that's how I ended up shedding tears when I was praying last time. Because even though I knew it, something hit me that was like, it just hit different as we was speaking that, yo, people are really going to hell. People are really about to miss the opportunity. And you know what? Even with the day of the Lord, like, yo, you'll still get a chance.
Yes.
It's just hard.
It's going to be harder. They're going to deceive you. Harder.
It's hard. So if you couldn't get it right when the Holy Spirit was here, my child, listen, Linda. Lean in.
Linda.
Like, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
The Comforter was not here to do comforting, to give you discernment.
Yeah.
You not people. Somebody's going to get it right because the Bible says some will get it right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that
it's going to be harder.
And why? Why wait till I'm gone? Yeah. Don't wait till what two will be in the field?
And one gone.
Like
what?
Don't wait.
Mama at the meal. Gone.
And then one gone. One here. What? Why wait? Why wait for that?
Yeah.
That was the crazy part, rando. But imagine you riding in the car with somebody and the believer was driving. Imagine that. What if the believer's driving and you got raptured up?
In the room. Be gone. Like, oh, hey, where you at, bro?
Got raptured up while he was doing a smooth 100 on I-35.
Man.
And you ride a passenger and you ain't saved. But I'm saved and I'm just stuck.
I'm gone. Sorry. I'm driving fast. Saved and reckless. That's what I'm doing. I'm breaking laws. Stuck. But I'm saved.
Yeah,
saved
I'm,
and safe.
I'm saved and
safe.
Saved and safe. How you looking now? Who? That's it like ain't going to be on your mind to yell, Jesus, take the wheel.
That's like those, what's those movies? The Left Behind movies?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, the plane, dun, 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 and all the people gone, and the pilot gone. And they was like, who's flying this thing, you know? Oh, man.
Yeah, I pray that's not the case. That don't happen when. But guess what? That doesn't have to be your story.
Nah.
That doesn't have to be your story. It don't. Like, believers, this is for us. We have work to do. We have to make as many fishers of men that we can make. We got fishing to do. We got a lot of fishing to do. We got a lot of harvest to go pluck. I can't sit here and only talk about the word with believers. Me and Tim have fire conversations all the time.
They're pretty dope.
Yeah, we have legit conversations about the word, about all type of things.
Yeah.
But whatever it is that we do, it goes outside the room too.
Yeah.
As Tim was saying, like, you don't even have to say the things, the shirts do it. Someone asks a question. And it spawns from that. And it's growth, and hopefully, I mean, there's only so much we can do. Because if God doesn't force anyone to be saved, then we can't force anyone to be saved. We can't force anybody to accept. We can just share the gospel. So, man, do your best. Do your best to not help your neighbor get caught slipping.
I think as believers, right, since we're on believers, can I go in too?
Yes.
All right, because no humble.
Because he is mean.
No humble. I actually am pretty mean, no? Ask the Kingdom Girls. At least one of them. I'm pretty mean. I'm pretty mean.
He's mean.
But no, as believers, man, we have, okay. You got people who say that they are believers, and then you got.
It's tricky, guys.
It's tricky because you got pew warmers. Let's just use those. Pew warmers and disciples. Disciples, they ready to go get. Like, that's their whole job is to go get. Run, tell that. The good news of Jesus Christ, how you can get him to. And then now you make them a disciple so they can go get. That is what it is, right? That's our, like, our call, our whole thing is to tell everybody about the good news, get them taught up, get them preached up, get them prayed up, get them sanged up, get them filled up with the Spirit, get them filled up with some physical food too. I just get named you community, right? Mm-hmm. All of that. That's what we're supposed to do. But I think the thing that we're lacking, man, I just like the word lacking.
So fitting.
It is. The thing that we're lacking is the conviction for the lost. I'm good that I'm saved, but that's it. So I'm good. I know I'm going to heaven, and that's where we stop. It's supposed to be like, no, I want my wife, I want my kids, I want my auntie, I want my uncle, I want my brother, I want my sister, I want everybody to know this same Jesus that I know. But if I'm not living right, walking right, talking, my witness is not being fitting for Jesus, then I'm actually being a stumbling block to everybody else. So I'm lacking spiritually in the eyes of everybody else. So I can't be a good witness because I'm lacking. So they don't want to respond to me. They're not going to respond because I'm living a lifestyle that is going against what the words say. So how can I believe, like, what is the question that most people have? Okay, they look at stuff black and white. Oh, well, if I accept Jesus, then I can't do stuff. We got Christians don't know how to answer that question.
Yeah.
What? That's elementary. There you go. Elementary. That's elementary. Terry. I messed it up. That's elementary. 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 It's elementary. That, bro, we as believers supposed to live a life where people want to know what's up with us. They want to know. Man, something different about you, but I want it. Mm-hmm. I like what I see in you. Why is it that your life is trash? I see trash, but you're always happy. You always got this joy that no matter what, your car keep breaking down and you like, it's all good. God got me here today, didn't he? Thank you, Jesus. One of my prayers when I wake up in the morning, when my eyes just straight up open up, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up, right? But then I'd be like, all right, God, send somebody my way that I can speak to. That's always been like my thing. I want to speak to somebody, right? Because they're going to hell if they don't get this message. How can I plant a seed? How can I just make it like their ears perk up a little bit? Mm. How can I get them intrigued? Like, that's my thing. Like, I want that, right? And you know, I don't know if it's because of life experiences, being a preacher's kid, you hear all this stuff, but just being truthful, I live in a church, or I'm in a church, live in a church. Actually, I do kind of live here.
You know,
yeah, I spend a lot of time here, more here than at the house. But you got people in the church that you know are not saved. Is people actually talking to them? Is people actually reaching out and be like, bruh, I know you live in a certain way, and that's going against what you say you believe in. It's going against it. Are we actually putting our our words to our feet to meet the needs of the people in that way. I don't know. But they can sing good. They can pray really good. They can shout really good. They can do a lot of stuff really good. But they go into hell in gasoline draws. That's crazy to me. And you right here in the church. Think about it. When them old folks say, like, you don't know who gonna be in heaven, the people you think is gonna be in heaven and hell. Like, that's scary to think about. The people you thought was gonna be in heaven, like, oh, I know for sure that such gonna be there. Where's she at? Like, you know what I mean? You don't wanna think like that, but man, that's gonna be a lot of people you thought it's gonna be different. Mm-hmm. So when you don't, and I think it's just really this is just pouring out heart now. This is just like the lack of conviction. I think we as Christians, we have lost we done got too soft. We done relaxed a little bit in our walk because, you know, we got to make the word relevant. We got to make our lifestyle relevant to the people, to reach the masses. No, we don't. The word is relevant if you actually get in it. Everything it's talking about is right now. We're living the day right now. It's right now. We're living it. The way people have a form of godliness. I'm going on a tangent. Well, how people have a form of godliness. People, your dad was like tripping me out about the funeral. How in the world you a preacher just because somebody sound good, very good. Yeah. Oh, the spirit was so high, we're going to stop. This person... The funeral is the perfect place to share the gospel.
Yeah.
You got people who are at the church willing, wanting to know some comfort, have some comfort. Yeah. They're seeking something. And you chose not to preach. You got a form. That's a form of godliness. The singing was good. The worship was so good. You can't worship without the word. You lacking if you don't have the word. And people are going to hell. And now you as a preacher, you're going to get doubly judged because you lacked. People who are supposed to heard the gospel at that moment, specific time, specific place, was on your time. And they missed it.
Yeah.
Because you didn't do what you were called to do, preacher. You didn't do what you're supposed to call to do, Christian. We were lacking.
Yeah.
Don't be a slacky. Is that better, guys? A slacky? Don't be a slacky. Don't be that guy. And I think because they're unprepared, because they don't know how to prepare. You don't have a lot of discipleship in churches anymore. It's moving from worship to move away from discipleship and knowing the word to like how can we have a better worship experience?
Yeah.
Let's, and that's what's being mainstream in our churches today is the worship experience. And you know it's true because you can go into churches now and you'll see it's a concert. And I hate being that guy because I'm a youngster. I like the nice worship music mm-hmm. over the lights and I love it. I love it. But when the word is lacking, I got problem.
Got a problem. Yeah. Big problem.
That's a problem to me. And you see most of these churches, they are a punchline preacher. They want you to get that. I need to get the sound bite, the sound clip. I need those. You don't want to talk about the real thing is that you got sin in your life and you don't want to expose the sin in your life and rip off that Band-Aid. So that's why you're in the cover of worship. Let me just sing good. Let me praise good. Why do we have all the different... in our musicians. We got all of that in our musicians. That's sin, bro.
Yeah.
But we don't want to call out sin because they play good because our ministry is based on music. The devil loves music. The devil was the choir director of the greatest choir known to the universe.
Voice like pipes. That's how the Bible describes.
Bro, think about that. The dude was so cold.
Yeah.
That what? One third of the angels was like, yo, we'll follow you.
Oh, yeah. Slick mouthpiece.
We'll follow you. Think about that.
I could talk that talk.
This dude was that guy. Yeah. Lucifer. Right. Think about that. Lucifer wasn't even a bad word. Like in today's context, when you say Lucifer, it's associated with Satan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, but Lucifer was actually a great name.
Some sicko named their child Lucifer. I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to bet.
You Lucifer.
I'm willing to bet.
But we need to have conviction if we're going to witness to people so that we are prepared. Do you know when you share your faith to other people, that actually builds your faith? That helps you grow. That helps you become more like Christ. Everywhere Jesus went, there was something he was doing. He just didn't have a time where he was filling his thumbs. And when he was, I got to go out here and talk to these people. I got to go do it. Because he knew that his time was fleeting. Are you living a life that you know that your time can be ended tonight?
Ready to go.
Ready.
Ready to go.
Are you ready to ride that ship? King Jesus, ride on King Jesus.
Boom, boom.
I actually want to sing that song. No, man.
You put that on the can
song. Can I hinder me? Anyway, but that's what is wrong. Christians don't know how to be prepared so that they can be prepared. And when they do not know how to be prepared, their witness is off. Mm. And since their witness is off, then you're going to have people that's going to be following after a false witness. Oh, snap. I just went somewhere I didn't want to go.
It's necessary, though.
Because when we have a false witness, now there's the pea piper? The fairy tale, and he was leading people away and all that. That's what you become.
Yeah.
That's what you become. Now, question, are you the Antichrist?
Got the spirit.
You leading them astray from the truth.
Got the spirit. He's here.
So now you got it. I'm talking. Yeah. Talk that talk. No, yeah. Talk that talk, George. Talk that talk, Tim.
He's speaking.
Life, it's a circle. We're going to use Lion King. The circle of life. Circle of life. You have to have all the pieces to live a proper Christian life.
Yeah.
You got to have the word. Right? You got to have the Holy Spirit to help you discern the word, decipher the word, to give you the eureka moment.
She ain't catch it.
They got to have that enlightening moment, right? But then you need to have the fellowship of the believers. So you need to have all of those. But then you need to have preaching, teaching, singing. You need to have those. You look at David. David was a king, but he was a masterful songwriter. Spoken word artist. He knew that all his help comes from the Lord. Think about David. His baby died. He was fasting and he was in there for what? Until the baby died. He was just fasting, not eating. He was the king on praying. The ground, dirt.
Praying.
Contrite. Heart out. God. In the depths of hell, you are there. That's where you get that from on the flow. You are there everywhere. You are there. Yo, your baby's dead. That Negro got up because he understood.
Time to eat.
Let me take a bath. Put some oil on me. My face and my beard looking rough. How did he get that way? Your baby just died. He knew the Lord. He understood what the Lord was going to do, that it's going to be a comfort to him in that time of need. He knew that I will see him once again. Think about that. You have a hope in a Lord, a Savior, that you will be able to see my son again. What kind of faith is that? That's that strong faith. That's that never lacking faith. He's like, I'm that guy. I know who you are. You say who you are. I'm going to rock with you no matter what. That's what we got to get to that place. And the world will be a better place. But we live in a time and an age where people are going to do what is right in their own sight.
Yeah.
Since they're going to do what's going to be right on their own sight, we have to be the believers that sound the alarm to warn people. See, I'm a weirdo. I'm super strange. I don't mind calling people out. I like calling or dropping names. I'm the name dropper. Because people need to know this is not a game. Your life is leading people to hell. And if you are leading people to hell and I knew about it, I'm participating.
Yeah.
I'm a participating participant. I'm the guy. Now, how does that look? That's bad. Oh, Tim knew that that was happening and he didn't say nothing? Now that's on me. God's going to judge me doubly because I knew what was going on. Sin in the camp. Aiken. Sin in the camp.
Oh, you going there? Oh, Aiken.
Sin in the camp.
Brother.
We got to rock it. You got to uncover that stuff. Because life and death, man, it's life and death. People are going to hell because you are lacking. We just took a dark turn. We were supposed to be prepared, Christian. Nope. Be prepared.
Good. This is good.
And now it's like, you're the one that's lacking the unbeliever.
This is good.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Kingdom Girl 1B.
Okay.
Or so- MCM.
So with a lot of churches that are
conforming, she's going to call somebody
a name on the
and being more like the world. So if there's a new believer and they're trying to go on the right path and track, but they find a church and they feel like it's a good church because
it's deep in membership.
I just went blank.
It happens like that. I do that all the time.
They
found a church, and it seems to be a good church, but it's a mega church, or it's a church that's
a lot of people
conform to the world. So if they're trying to get closer to God and strengthen their relationship, but they fell into that kind of church, I don't know how I'm really trying to.
What should they
find the question?
What should they do, or how would they know that that's like?
Yeah,
how,
I mean, they're not. Know? They don't know that it's.
They're just in a bigger church.
Know that it's wrong because
it's not new a to Bible, them.
Right? It's new to them, so it's like they don't know that it's not rooted within
the word. Yeah,
the word. Yeah, so
how should we, how do you
how can we, like, so if it's so, like, let's say it was a friend or something.
Yeah,
like
make it personal.
What should we say to them?
Yeah, I guess that's ultimately what I'm asking. Like,
go ahead, Jay. I need some water.
Yeah. Well, first, let me caveat, because I don't want you mega churchians to stone me, but they're not all
bad.
They're not all bad. The new believer, the best thing all of us can do is to be in the word yourself. I think a lot of times we just rely on the preacher to preach and teach, and then we don't open up our Bible. Some of us, we don't even take our Bible. And I'm huge on, I forget my Bible pretty often, but in 2024, there's like a lot of Bible apps, and I know y'all aren't forgetting your phones. So whatever it is that you heard preached, go home and reread it thoroughly, pray it over, ask the Holy Spirit to show you if whatever is lining up, and then let me start with when you choose a church, because all things are important to bring to God, right? So when you're looking for a church, it should not be because they're with it, or this is where my friend goes, or I came here and I just had a Holy Ghost moment. So you think you need to seek God, talk, pray, ask God, is that where He wants you to be? And I'm gonna say, if it always feels good, that's probably not the church. If you walk out of there and every Sunday is a high, it's probably not the church. I promise you. I promise you. Because as you heard Tim said a lot of stuff, right? And a lot of it sounds dark. But because us coming into things, our natural selves are not good. Our natural selves are evil. Our natural selves are wicked. Our natural selves are not right. So in order to get to where we need to get to, it can't come from pep talks about flourishing. It can't all make you feel like you should walk out sometimes and you should feel like you've been in a fight. Should have felt like the preacher was stepping on your toes, like he was on your head top. There should be discomfort. I'm not saying every Sunday that should feel like the case, but if you've been there 2 months and you haven't felt anything that feels like correction, that's probably not the place to be. Because as Tim stated, people are going to hell. And just because this Bible is open and they're reading things out of it doesn't mean anything. There's people opening the Bible and that will then turn and tell you that there's more than one way to get to heaven. If you're in the church and they're telling you there's more than one way to get to heaven, run.
Run.
It's only one way.
And it's narrow.
Super narrow. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. If you ever went into like a major city or a major metroplex and seen a 6-lane highway, and then being in some little rural town and see a one-way road,
that's it.
That's it. That 6-lane highway is hell. Everyone driving on that, hellbound. The little rural 45, oh, that's just not fast enough for me.
Yeah. Gridlock, traffic jammed.
Yeah. That's the road to heaven. That's different. There's one lane in verses 6. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going weird because it was about the church, but there are churches, and it doesn't even matter. Mega, mini. You're not teaching that Jesus Christ is the only way?
You got problems.
All y'all going to hell.
Gasoline.
From the oldest to the youngest. And it sounds crazy because I know people are like, well, how is it that the preacher... Like I just listen to what was said to me. Well, how long though? How long? I find that hard to believe that there's 52 Sundays in a year. You're 30.
Sorry, I'm 30.
Do the math. That's a lot of Sundays of listening to something that's not true and without feeling like I just God does not work that way. You know why I know God doesn't work that way? Because He is someone that pursues the one. One. Just one. Will leave 99 to go find one. Because the 99 is good. I'm concerned about that one person. One that's lost. So you're getting something that's within you that's like, yo, this is not right. in your spirit, but it's right to your flesh. It's right when you hold your camera up and then you turn and like, church was lit today. It was on today. Choir, bless my soul. Woo, child. Is that worth going to hell? That's nuts. For a panoramic view of what yo, how lit your church was, to say that, oh yeah, I'm a member of the
inspiring bedside missionary Holy Ghost tabernacle of praise seventh generation
where worship is up and it's stuck.
The old church.
Like, that's it. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful, as Tim said, there's false prophets.
Yeah.
And they talk good. They talk real good. But again, if all of it sounds good, that's a concern. That's a red flag. If it all sounds good, it's not good. And since we're going this route of just talking about,
I told you, I said dark. I said
this is probably
it.
A two
I know.
Part. This is a two part because this it's
needed.
It's yeah, but we said all these things, and somebody still can't understand how God can be this loving person and still send people to hell. Easy. And I know you've heard it before, but God does not send people to hell. It is not his will that any should perish. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's free, though. Salvation is free. We like free things.
I love free 99.
And I know y'all like y'all bills paid. And I know y'all like y'all debt paid off. You know how I know y'all like y'all debt paid off? Well, at least some of you college students, but anyway.
I didn't get mine.
Because when that student forgiveness thing, boy, y'all was on it. Stimmies, boy, was y'all on it. Boy, was y'all finessing to get that PPP.
Loans, yep. Lambos and Hummers. Legit.
Y'all was all over it. Now, some of y'all going to jail because y'all was trying to finesse it.
Case.
Oh, God.
But, yo, if you love free, get you some free salvation.
The greatest thing on the world and the planet.
You've never had a debt this big be paid off. Dave Ramsey would be stoked of you.
You have no debt.
All that's debt paid. Free. Look. It's paid. It's paid. Jesus paid it. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe.
I was about to
sin say. Had left the crimson stain. He washed white as snow. Get washed. You stink. Wash. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Believers, share about the blood of the Lamb. You got work to do. And sometimes it conviction, but the biggest thing, you know why a lot of what Jesus was saying, a lot of what Peter started preaching, it just became simple? And he would just start talking about love?
Yeah, simple.
Love. That don't sound like
love
the
hurts.
Sermon that love? Yeah, you know why love? Because if you truly love someone, you don't want to see them go to hell. If you truly love someone,
yeah.
If you and you know, the thing about it, you can have love for people and not know them. There's just the love for
your soul,
man, that you should have.
Yeah.
Any text that we're reading, it says, read that too, Matthew 20. Read that in totality. It says, we're not going to. That's y'all's homework.
That's
read
homework.
It.
Yeah, Matthew 24 is dope.
Man's love will grow wax cold. And we're seeing it. We've been hearing it. I've been hearing it my whole life. Oh, in the times. In the times. In the times. We're in the last days. We're in the last days. And I know you hear it so much that you get numb to it. Oh, I got time. They've been talking about it since the end of days, since I can remember. My grandma, you do something crazy, my grandma used to say, ooh, great day, baby. Great day, child. Great day. For some of y'all, the day is not going to be great. It's not going to be great. It's going to be an awful day. But even more awful than what's happening is knowing that you had the choice to choose other. You had a choice to choose salvation. You had a choice to not get caught slipping. At a long time, if I've been hearing it the last days. This is every time you wake up, every time you watch the news, another shooting. You don't accept? You lacking. A car wreck. We see it. We drive on I-35, the deadliest highway in the nation. You see lights. We all see it. You look on your phone and you see that it's an accident on your phone because that's how advanced we are now. You don't choose, you lacking. You're slipping. You go to a funeral. You walk out of the funeral, still not accepting, you're lacking.
And those sermons be dope.
They be fire. And on top of that, you are told it is better to attend a funeral than it is to attend a party.
Yeah.
Now that sounds crazy.
That's another story.
That's someone, yeah.
That's another story. That's going to be a good topic.
Yeah. But think about that. That's because you're not out here. Like, because life is not, all that other stuff you're doing, that's small. When you're talking about eternity. For what? For what? Believer, you didn't want to share with so-and-so the gospel because what?
You were scared?
I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't know what to say. And I get that, because sometimes you are. I remember being a kid, and they would make us go witnessing with them.
Hate knocking doors.
Knocking on doors.
I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
And this is when
today.
I knew that human beings was rude, still, and evil, because y'all still tell a kid, nah.
Oh, it's y'all?
Close the door. I don't want that.
Thanks.
Good on God.
Thanks. Hurt my feelings. I'm only 12.
I mean, granted, it is Saturday. Now that I work and someone ringing on your doorbell at 9 o'clock in the morning, trying to share. But guess what? You got them Girl Scout cookies, them shortbreads.
What do Boy Scouts
when
do?
When Susie, Amanda, and Alyssa came to get you them cookies, you got those. Got boxes of them.
Samosas.
Those would be great if they took the coconuts off. They should make one with the coconuts off.
They should.
Girl Scouts, if you do it, I want my cut.
What's the plain ones?
The shortbread ones?
Shortbreads are always good.
Shortbreads is to go. Peanut butters, the do-si-dos, those are good.
The lemon.
Either way, I'm telling y'all, y'all will gladly accept that, but will turn away
from Jesus.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm good. I'm saved. You are?
Well, no. You know what it be? I go to church.
Yeah.
That's what it be. I go to church. One-way ticket to hell.
Demons go to church. Oh. Sorry.
I go to church as a one-way ticket to hell. Are you saved? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Half the church is in
hell. If after getting asked that, you say yes, then you got a ticket. If you say no, you got another ticket. You don't want that ticket. You don't want that ticket to get punched. I don't want that ticket to get punched for you. It's real. It's serious. This is the reason why we are even sitting in these chairs.
Uncomfortable.
It is.
This is not our comfort.
We get prep talk every time before we even
do this. Struggling.
Because this is not, it's definitely not who I am. It's not who we are as people. It's not in my comfort zone to sit here and speak.
Crying and stuff.
Out of my comfort zone. It is.
I had to get in.
Yeah.
You going dark.
Out of my comfort zone.
So I had to lighten it up a little bit. Sorry.
But I feel
compelled and convicted.
CC.
Write that down. Kingdom Girls, compelled and convicted.
And I've told God, nah, too many times. Got the wrong person, Jack. Not me. Find somebody else that can do better. Full of Moses. I don't speak well. I stutter. Just excuses to why I can't do what needs to be done. And whatever it is that I lack, God makes up for. All except for when I'm lacking to choose him, though. I lack within him, he's my strength. He's your strength. Believer, the confidence that you don't have to share, ask God for it. Talk to God about it. I did. I had to on multiple occasions to be able to do what is happening right now. It is real. It is hard. It's tough. But people are going to go to hell. And we say it. Sometimes we say it matter-of-factly. But it's nothing matter-of-fact about it. Except that it's a matter of fact that you will go if you don't choose Jesus.
Cooling water from grandma's well.
I could go all day about it, and so I don't want to, and I'm sure Tim can too. Not that I don't want to, I do want to. I just time
is fleeting,
and we don't want to beat a dead horse. But
did that answer your question?
Oh yeah, I've been like that question.
Did that answer your question?
But yeah. That's how serious it is. And churches that are doing that, that are purposely not doing the things, it's not a thing. You know what else is a telling of the end of time? Man will have itching ears. You just want your ears to be tickled. That means you want, yeah.
Fancy.
Not weird fantasy fetish tickle.
That's weird.
Yeah, not that. The fact that you only want to hear the things that make you feel good and mushy and happy inside, and cuddles and warm hugs and
rainbows,
ginger spice
and
everything nice. The recipe for the Powerpuff Girls. That's what y'all want to hear.
I want fire and brimstone. Where are them churches at?
Yeah. You don't want. You
don't get your life right.
Yeah. You don't want that. But the truth does hurt sometimes. And we need that. Sometimes everything can't be. If you're driving towards a cliff, you want someone to just be like, hey, the road is running out. The road is running out.
You want somebody, hey!
You do. I do. I would.
Turn around.
I would.
Yeah.
Turn around. Repent.
Yeah.
Repent.
That's why they hated John the Baptist so much. Because he was like, repent, repent, repent. He came with a message, repent. You a snake. Repent, repent. Stop doing what you're doing. Repent of your sins. Repent. Repent. That's what it is, man. Life. Well, I guess this is a good segue to say, hey, if you do not know Jesus for yourself, today might be a good day to know Jesus for yourself. Jay already said that Jesus did the greatest thing for you. He died on the cross for our sins so that you and I may have life, eternity. He said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world. He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten son. His only begotten son. There's no one like him to die. For all the foolishness that you have committed, for the way of your life, he did that just for you. But the scriptures also say the wages of sin is death. But guess what, yo? You get a free gift. and it's the gift of God, and it's through Christ Jesus. So if you want to accept Jesus today, man, just say this simple prayer. God, I'm sorry. I know that I'm a sinner. I ask that you come in my life. I ask that you come over and take over my life. I ask that you be the ruler, the Lord, the Savior. And I'm going to walk now in the newness of your grace. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. That simple prayer is now you're in the family. Simple. And you're in the family. So on behalf of me and Jay, or Jay and I, welcome, my bro.
Welcome.
Welcome, my sis, to the family. So with that, Jay, pray us out. And till next time.
Heavenly Father, thank you for yet another day. Thank you for a day filled with new grace and new mercy. And we pray that somebody would recognize that this day has so much grace and so much mercy, and that they may not live to see the next one. May that their heart be softened, and that they would come to accept you as their Lord and their Savior. And I pray that you would give the believers the courage to share in a world that's full of those who are lacking. Help us not to lack. Help us to find strength in you, because you are our strength, you are our Redeemer, you are our Savior, and there is none else like you. We love you and we thank you. Amen.
Well, that has been another episode of Cut from the Same Hymn. We thank y'all for tuning in. I know this was long, but it was fun. It was enlightening. I think it was needed. Don't you think it was needed?
It was.
It was. We cut some trees down today, and hopefully we can build a house back better. All right. So with that being said, please like, comment, subscribe, hit that thumbs up button. And until next time. Get to them, yo.
Be prepared.
We out of here. Love y'all.
As we come to the end of today's episode, I want to thank you for joining us on this journey of faith, reflection, and connection. If today's conversation spoke to you or offered a new perspective, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out, share your thoughts, and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, stay blessed, and we'll see you soon.